Hi, this is the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for always tuning in. And for those who have followed me on Spotify and Apple Podcast, I want to really appreciate you. Thank you for pushing this podcast, and I believe that God will bless you. You're welcome on board once again today. We're going to have a wonderful time. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms. Today, I'm going to be dedicating this episode to all my listeners, friends, and followers who are climbing the third ladder, as it is often said, that is, those who are in the third decade of their lives. Or simply put, those in their 30s. You're welcome on board. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is a special episode dedicated to all my listeners, friends, and followers of this podcast who are climbing the third ladder, as it is often said, or those in the third decade of their lives, or simply put, those in their 30s, those who are entering into a new season of their lives. Because I also fall under this category, I'm really interested in knowing what should be and what should not be in this season. Let me quickly give you a simple hack on how to predict the season that you are in as a person. This may not be 100%, but I'm very certain that it is accurate 70% of the time. When you discover that those around you whom you relate with as contemporaries are entering a certain phase in life, not one, not two, not three, but it just seems to you like everyone in the world is just doing this thing or entering this phase, then you are likely also in that season or phase of life. For example, at a point in everyone's life, it will look like everybody in the world is getting married. Okay, I felt like that at a particular point too. Or having children. Especially in this age of social media, whenever you go online, someone is either getting married or having their first child, you know, or doing something related to that. Then you begin to wonder if everybody on earth is just, or everybody on earth has planned to get married at the same time or have a child at the same time. No, it's not that everybody is getting married at the same time in the world, or that everybody in the world is having a child. It's just that you have also gotten to that season in life, and that's why you are seeing it, all right? Secondly, when you just begin to feel uneasy with where you are or what you are doing for no particular reason, it means that it is time for you to leave that phase and that a new season is about to open up. Now, it takes wisdom for you to be able to discern these seasons in your life. As you see, it is very important that you do things at the right seasons. Because when the season for a thing is past, it becomes even harder. It is the law of life. The farther away you are from a season, the harder it is for you to do the things that are meant for that season. So if you do not take advantage of a season to do the right things for that season, it will affect the season that are coming after. That's very simple. It means what you are supposed to do now, if you don't do it now, it will affect what you are also supposed to do later. So it becomes a chain of delays. So it is very important that you discern the season of life that you are in. And especially for those whom I am addressing this particular episode to, this is a particular season that you are in your life. This scripture makes even more sense to me now. The book of Psalm chapter 90 and verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Times are seasons, and seasons are times. Life is in time, so time is life. If you are not wise, you will just discover that your life is over without any significant thing that you have done with it. If you are approaching, or you are in the third decade, that is your late 20s or early 30s, you are in a season, and there are some things I believe you should know about this season of your life if you don't know them yet. The Bible talks about the men of Issachar. He describes them as men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. For every event in life, there is a time and a season. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 also establishes this. Now, among others, there are some key figures in the Bible that I'm going to use as examples, all right, to buttress the point that I'm about to share with you concerning this season of life. Don't go anywhere, I'll be right back. The first person I'm considering in scriptures is Joseph. In the book of Genesis chapter 41 and verse 46, Bible says that Joseph was 30 years old when he appeared before Pharaoh. Recall that he had already dreamt of becoming great since he was a teenager, but he was put in obscurity, God training him and preparing him. But when he was 30, he appeared. I strongly believe that your 30s is a season of appearance. It is the season where everything you have been learning begins to show forth. Just like we see in the life of Joseph. That is one. Number two, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. In verse 22, Bible says that after he was baptized, talking about Jesus now, the Holy Ghost descended upon him, and there was a voice from heaven saying, "You are my son." God made an announcement of who he was. The verse following it quickly said he was 30 when this announcement came. That is, Jesus, when he was baptized and God and made an announcement concerning him and concerning who he was and what he came to do, Jesus was 30 years old. I strongly believe that your 30s is a season of announcement, the time when who you really are becomes known to all. Please follow me closely. Number three is David. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 4 says, David was 30 years old when he began his 40-year reign. I believe strongly that your 30s is the season of enthronement. Recall that David has been anointed since he was 17 years old. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, he has been anointed. And in chapter 17 of that 1 Samuel, Bible says that he defeated Goliath. But even with that, he was not enthroned until he was 30. And Bible says that he began to reign when he was 30 years old. I believe strongly that your 30s is the season of enthronement. Do you feel like all of these are just coincidence? I don't think so. Your 30s, and I mean late 20s to early and mid 30s, is the season when your dreams and destiny begins to take shape. I believe this very strongly in my heart. And Joseph appeared when he was 30. And Jesus began when he was 30. And David began when he was 30. If you are 30 or around 30, you need to pay attention to this. It is important for you to know these things because it will guide you into what to do and how to begin to live your life. And pay attention to what matters. At 30, you can no longer afford to not know what you are doing or where you are going. If you don't, it's not too late for you to get to work and begin to find out, because you cannot become what you don't know. 30s is the season of beginnings. 30s is the season of announcement. 30s is the season of appearance. 30s is the season of enthronement. It is the season when your destiny starts taking shape. If it does not begin to take shape at this particular time, it may have a negative effect on the other seasons that will come up in your life. You need to pay attention. I was speaking to one of my big brothers, and then he was telling me something about how when they were younger, and you know, they were persuading them then that they should get married, and you know, they were not listening. Now he's in his 50s and he's regretting that he didn't get married when he was supposed to get married. Now I agree that there are some people that might have some kind of delay that are not self-inflicted or self-induced. Yeah, that is normal. But for most people, it's just an issue of not paying attention. Some things that are supposed to be happening or supposed to be working is not happening and is not working, and they are not paying attention. They are just living life as if it will happen whenever it's supposed to happen. No, you need to pay attention to it. You need to pay attention to it. The future you don't create will catch you unawares. You need to understand this. You need to understand this. Now, that my big brother who is telling me this now. Now, his mates are having kids who are already graduating from university and then doing their MSc, you know, and then having kids that are about to get married and all that. He doesn't have an adult child yet. And then, you know, when he was telling me that, he was just telling me how that guy, you need to, you know, I was, you know, I was already married when we were saying this, and he was telling me that you actually made the right decision, because this is the season when you're supposed to do that. You can't be 50 and 60 and still be carrying feeding bottle all over the place. All right. So there are times when some things are supposed to be done. If you don't pay attention, and that season, you know, passes you by, it will be hard for you to get them done when you are out of season. This is how some ladies enter into marital delay, because they have passed the prime years when they are attractive, you know, when they are attractive to most men who can decide to marry them. This is the time when you begin to, you know, announce and let the world know what is it that you are called to do. What is your purpose? This is the time for you to pay attention to purpose. Because if it does not begin to matter now, it may not matter again. I was listening to Bishop David Oyedepo recently. He was talking about this thing and mentioning from the book of Numbers chapter 1 how that the people that are enlisted is from the age 20 to 30. 20 to 30. This is the time when people are enlisted. 20 to 30. From your 30s, you must be very sure of what you are doing. That is when you pay attention, because at that particular time, there is a season that is opened up. That is opened up. You begin things, begin things that will matter in your future. Start a family, start a business, start a ministry, pursue purpose, do something. Because this is the season, and I promise you, because this is the season, if you make an attempt to do it, it will work out, because you are in the season. You are in the season. There are some things that immediately you pass this season, to do them will become a struggle. To do them will become a struggle. You really, really need to pay attention. I am going to conclude this episode by saying this prayer. The prayer is in the book of Psalms, chapter 90 and verse 14. The first time I read this scripture in the Amplified Version, it really touched my heart, because I believe that there is a place of prayer in everything that we want to do. There's a place of God. There is the God factor in everything that we want to do, even as we try to pursue our visions and try to make sure that we do things in this season that we are. We must also pay attention to the fact that God is the one that makes everything work. Psalms chapter 90 verse 14. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy and loving kindness. In the morning, now before we are older, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Psalms chapter 90 verse 14 Amplified. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy and loving kindness. In the morning, now before we are older, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. May this season not pass you by. May your season not pass you by. May you obtain mercy from the Lord to appear and be announced and be enthroned in your season. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the third floor. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you've been blessed by this episode. If this blessed you, please share it with your friends. Make sure that you like and subscribe if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Follow me if you're listening on Spotify. And please share it with your friends. Share it on all your social media platforms. Enter people's DM that you believe that they need this message. Enter their DM and send it to them. Make sure that you're a blessing to them. You can follow me on all social media platforms, Wale Okelola, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you want to reach me directly, you can send me an email, olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. Until I come your way again next time, I am your partner in progress.